dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. It's our privilege to be able, from time to time, to talk to those who live in other parts of the free world, who have had considerable experience, sometimes in government, sometimes as private citizens, in defending freedom, in understanding the threats against it, and in helping the rest of us do the same, particularly from their vantage point, which is often, as is the case with our guest this hour, Ambassador Yoram Ettinger of Israel, when they live in the very front lines of that war for the free world, to have a better appreciation for what may seem like far-off dangers, but really are very much at our throats as well, or certainly will be in the not-distant future. Ambassador Ettinger is a friend I've admired and collaborated with for many years, going back to his time when he represented his country as its minister with responsibility for congressional relations in its embassy in Washington, D.C. He has gone on to many other things, including running the Second Thoughts Initiative in Israel, where we catch up with him today. Mr. Ambassador, it's so good to have you back, and thank you for giving us a full hour of your time to do a proper drill down on some of the challenges your country and ours is facing at the moment and what the new Trump administration might be doing about them. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you very much. It's my privilege and my honor. Thank you.
Well, you know, I want to give as a backdrop for this subject of my commentary today, one of your colleagues and successors, in a sense, the current ambassador to the United States from Israel, Ron Dermer, was our guest at a very special black tie dinner in New York City, at which he delivered an extraordinary address in defense of freedom and describing sort of threats to it, well, foreign and domestic. And we'll talk more about that in a minute. But I thought it might be useful for our audience, Ambassador Ettinger, to, do what the military says, level set, establish kind of where we are as you see these things now, again, from your vantage point in Israel. Would you talk about a little the challenges Israel is facing at the front lines of this war for the free world at the moment and probably in the not too distant future?
Well, the state of Israel is facing many challenges, not only here in the Middle East, but also in our relations with the Western world, with the global democracies who are unfamiliar with the Middle East and make the traditional devastating mistake into assuming that people in the Middle East think just like people in the West, that folks in the Middle East have similar order of priorities, ignoring the reality that the Middle East is characterized by values which are not only 180 different from Western values, but in fact are values which have a goal to devastate Western values. And one of the examples is that we are facing societies surrounding us which have not yet experienced civil liberties. Those are societies, all of them are Arab Muslim societies. They haven't experienced yet peaceful coexistence among themselves. And here we are told that if only Israel makes certain monumental concessions, that supposedly is going to impress upon the Arabs to accord the so-called infidel Jew that which they have yet to accord to one another, namely to other so-called believers. We are surrounded by countries where the concept of modernity is very different. Our modernity is the 21st century, and we're looking forward to advance in medical, scientific, cultural, agricultural, irrigation spheres, etc., in increasing areas of the Arab Middle East, Muslim Middle East. Modernity is back to the 7th century. Modernity is to resurrect the values of the Quran, Muhammad, etc., namely the struggle between the abode of Islam and the abode of the infidel is a very, very real daily routine on Main Street of the Arab world, and that's a major challenge facing Israel.
It is indeed. Just to drill down on a couple of those key points, Ambassador Yoram Edinger, one is you mentioned that these Muslim neighbors, some of whom are very close at hand indeed, are unaware of or certainly have not been exposed to sort of civil society and human rights in the manner that has become, you know, well, the dominant characteristic of and widely practiced in Western civilized nations. In fact, it's the case, as you know, that the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, 15 or so years ago, as I recall, adopted something that they call the Cairo Declaration on Human Rights, which very explicitly said you're entitled to have all the human rights you want if you're a faithful Muslim, as long as they conform to Sharia, which is pretty much the antithesis, of course, of anything that, as you say, we would practice in the West. And as you're dealing with this, well, Samuel Huntington, of course, called it the clash of civilizations, I wonder, unless and until there really is an introduction to the 21st century and an embrace by these nations, not of this Sharia program, but of civilized norms of behavior, is there really any prospect that you're going to see this present danger to Israel alleviated?
Well, I think we have to be realistic. And when I say we, it's not only Israel, it's the Western world, the global democracies. And in fact, the challenges facing Israel are the challenges facing Western democracies. And in many respects, 24/7, Israel serves as not only a beachhead for Western civilizations in a very critical area, but in many respects, we are a major obstacle on the way of rogue regimes surging all the way to Western mainlands. To be realistic, this is not a reality which is about to dissipate because of some goodwill on the part of the West or as a result of some fortunes made by those rogue regimes. This is a long-term reality. We have lived with that reality not only during the last 68 years of Israel's independence, but we as Jews have lived that way since day one of the Jewish people. And to be realistic, we're talking about probably a multi-generational marathon. And whenever I'm urged by genuine friends of Israel who are urging us to retreat and concede and placate and appease and embrace the idea that peace is literally around the corner, I'm always reminded of what I learned in Texas, where I did my undergraduate, and then I also served as a diplomat in the Southwest. And there was a caution I learned from Texans, don't kiss chicken until they grow lips.
Ambassador Ettinger, we have to pause for just a second. We'll come back to this very colorful Texas phrase and its application in the very real world of the Middle East. That and more with Ambassador Yoram Ettinger of Israel right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.